This is Ted Kennedy. The tax increase on the wealthy was legitimately retroactive in the deficit reduction bill passed by the Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the debate on the deficit reduction bill, Congress was awash in Republican crocodile tears, complaining about the retroactivity of the tax increases on the wealthy. Republicans were shocked to find the increases applied to income earned starting last January. Every wealthy person knew this tax increase was coming. They held their breath until the November election. Then they rushed out to adjust the timing of their income to receive as much as possible in 1992 to avoid the higher taxes that President Clinton's deficit reduction plan was likely to impose. Your so-called retroactivity argument has no bite, Al. Besides, Republicans didn't even blink when you voted for numerous retroactive tax increases in the 1980s. Consistency is apparently not a Republican principle, Al, but hypocrisy is.
Now, Ted, just weeks ago, Clinton said there would be no retroactive taxes, and soon after that, your committee chairman told TV reporters the same thing, and you charge us with hypocrisy? Ted, you did everyone one better. You Democrats used deception and outright fraud to get away with what you liberals love to do more than anything else, tax. Liberals love to do it to Americans so much they even go back in time now to do it. And Ted, everyone who died this year feeling they left a certain amount for their kids will have been dead wrong. Democrats used to register dead voters, now they tax them. Pretty vile. Ted, no one can escape death or taxes, but leave it to you Democrats to hit folks with both at the same time. Americans will return these little gifts with one of their own, a new Republican Congress in 94 and a new president in 96. Believe it. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.